worst artwork for a cover ever. It's like, it's
mad. You know, I love that movie when I was like...
Welcome to Cinema Chop Shop. Watch, shop, retrofit.
Welcome back to Cinema Chop Shop. This is a mini-sode. It's our third official mini-sode, and this is the Scary Movie Night episode. We are coming to you live from the 8th annual Scary Movie Night, and I am your host, Travis, and I want to welcome to my house for once. It's a whole new shop. Our producer, our editor, our Canadian in your brain again, it's Andrew Tay. Say hello.
Happy Scary Movie Night.
That's right. Also, welcoming back to the show, the Brew Boss himself, it's Sean. He is literally dressed as a Cinema Chop Shop, so he's full-on ready for tonight and ready for this mini-sode. Also in the house tonight, my lovely wife, Michelle, who's here, despite all of her reservations about the show in general. And, of course, Hillary is here as well because she's such a horror enthusiast.
Yes.
And this was the one, this one and the one this coming weekend are the two that you really, like, earmarked to be on,
yes.
Right? The slasher
yes.
movies.
Slashers.
It's coming up this weekend. So Michelle's giving me the move it along motion. So we're going to go ahead and talk about the two movies that we are going to be recasting in this mini-sode. And also that we'll be showing for our double feature tonight at the Halloween party. The first movie is my pick. It's from 1979. It's called Nosferatu the Vampire, and it's directed by Werner Herzog. We'll just go around the room with the top billed cast, okay? And so starting with Sean, the first name is Klaus Kinski, who played Count Dracula.
I'm going to go with Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes. Interesting.
So, he could totally do it.
Yeah, he could.
He basically did in Harry Potter.
The name that dare not be spoken. He who has no name, something like that. I'm showing my Harry Potter ignorance, but it's a very good pick. Rolling it right along to Hillary. What do you got?
I've not seen this version, but I went with everything I know about Dracula.
Uh-huh.
And I went with Jackie Earl Haley.
Okay, yeah. Jackie Earl Haley is the, he plays Jason in the remake, right? The reboot of the Jason franchise?
Oh, Freddy.
He was Freddy.
Okay,
yes.
So he plays Freddy in the reboot.
Originally he was, what's his name, Kelly from the first Bad News Bears.
Ooh.
He was
really?
A little kid in that.
I
yes.
didn't know that.
Remember
the little,
the
home run hitter. And then he's been in The Watchmen.
Yep, he was Rorschach in The Watchmen.
Rorschach.
Gotcha.
Recently, and it's not my favorite, but he's the bad guy in The Tick.
Yep.
On Amazon.
In the new Tick. Gotcha.
But he's great. I think he could do it.
Wonderful. Now to you, Michelle.
All right, so my pick for that character, Count Dracula, would be Bryan Cranston.
Nice.
Bryan Cranston would be good.
Very he's
good.
Around the same age as a... Klaus Kinski? Yes, thank you.
All right, I like it. Real quick, before I give you my pick, I was just going to give a little bit of background about this. This is the 1979 version of Nosferatu. It was basically an homage piece to an earlier German film by F.W. Murnau, who was also like an influential and groundbreaking German filmmaker. At the time, in the 20s, there was a big lawsuit from the Bram Stoker estate, and so they couldn't use the name Dracula or a lot of the other character names from the book, so that's why they used Nosferatu there.
It's Hungarian-Romanian for a word that is synonymous with vampire.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I'm loving that background. And my pick is going to be Vince Vaughn in the role of Count Dracula because he's got a little bit of experience doing horror remakes with the awful Gus Van Sant shot for shot, except for one very awkward scene remake of Psycho. Also, he's getting back into his dramatic roots or dramatic stuff with Brawl in Cell Block 99, which is out recently.
Well, really True Detective, too.
Yeah, well,
second season.
That as well, yeah. So, yeah, Vince Vaughn is my pick. Moving it right along, the next role is the character Lucy Harker, who was originally portrayed by Isabel Adjani. Adjani, Isabel Adjani. What do you got, Sean?
I went with Marion Cotillard.
Marion Cotillard, okay. Her, yeah. She's a great actress. She was in the Christopher Nolan Batman series, also Christopher Nolan Inception.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She's maybe a little bit of his muse. She's also done some really good European and indie movies. Hillary.
I went Anne Hathaway. I thought she had that innocence that Lucy has, especially once she's lost, kind of losing it to Nosferatu.
Gotcha. Michelle?
I went Jessica Biel.
She's
shown her acting chops in that recent series on USA.
The Sinner,
yes.
Which we really enjoyed, right? Okay, so my pick is a girl who was just in a really bad horror movie called Green Inferno. It was kind of a cannibal exploitation movie from Eli Roth.
Loved it.
She loved it. The woman's name is Lorenza Izzo.
The
main character. Yeah. She's going to be my pick for Lucy Harker. All right. The next role is the main character, other than Dracula, obviously. Our protagonist in the film is Jonathan Harker, who was originally portrayed by Bruno Gans. Who do you got, Sean?
Before I give mine, I'll say something about Bruno Gans. He was the star of my all-time favorite film, Wings of Desire.
Okay, Wings of Desire.
Excellent actor.
Is that a World War One, World War Two film?
It's a German art film.
Okay, very cool.
I think it was remade by Nicolas Cage, maybe. Anyway.
What hasn't been remade by
Nicolas Cage? He's in everything. I came out of left field with my pick, Matthew Morrison. He played Will Schuster on Glee. Just a good-looking guy. I think he's doing Good Wife, or at least recently he was. So I just wanted to throw somebody odd in there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I thought this was a character that could kind of be played by anyone, basically. I mean, didn't Keanu Reeves play in a version? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Francis Ford Coppola, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I went with Eddie Redmayne. Am I saying that right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
From Eddie Redmayne. Fantastic Beasts, the other Boylan...
The other Boleyn girl, yes. He also played Stephen Hawking in...
Yes.
He's got a British accent, so he can do it.
He is British.
Okay, so...
Hits the accent.
He's your protagonist. Moving it along to Michelle, what do you got?
I would definitely say Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, really good in the new Blade Runner. A very good leading man.
But not super, super, over-the-top handsome.
Right.
He's a boy next door, charming, good-looking, but talented as well.
Yeah, he's also...
totally distracting.
I think he's not too much of a goody-two-shoes. Also, he's not too much of a goody-two-shoes for this role, because there's a little bit of a loss of innocence for the character, Jonathan Harker. I went with... Sorry, I'm getting distracted because Michelle is staring at me. I went with Jeremy Renner. Nice. Jeremy Renner is going to be my Jonathan Harker. Everybody knows who he is. We don't have to go into a description of him. One more role for Nosferatu, and that was the role of Renfield, kind of the lackey and the stooge to Count Dracula, originally portrayed by Roland Toper. And Sean, go.
I went with a much younger actor. I'm going to butcher his last name. Tony Revolori. He was Zero in Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay,
And most recently in Spider-Man Homecoming as Flash Thompson, I think.
Gotcha. Very nice. Hillary?
Opposite directions. Originally, I had Jim Broadbent, but I think he would play better one of the older characters in Nosferatu, and changed it to Mike Myers, because I thought he did really well.
Not Michael Myers, the character.
In Inglourious Bastards, he was almost unrecognizable.
He was, yeah.
But I also think of Dracula Dead and Loving It, and there was always that little comedic,
Leslie Nielsen?
Thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who was the guy who played the Renfield character?
I can't remember.
I can see his
roll
face,
along.
But anyway, so he, a little bit of humor.
All right, so my pick for Renfield would be Stuart Townsend.
Stuart Townsend would be very good.
He's got that kind of creep factor. He can be, devious looking and slightly, he seems handsome, but at the same time, he kind of makes your skin crawl.
Can you give the listeners an example and me an example of something that we would know him from, Stuart Townsend?
Oh, he's played movies opposite of Charlize Theron. I'm trying to think.
Okay.
Were they married?
Specific roles.
Were they married?
I think they were at one time. If not her, someone else around the same time period. I'm trying to remember. Anyway. But yeah, he's been in a lot of period pieces, too. He was in the movie with Liv Tyler, the, highway robbery movie.
Uh-huh.
Something in McCoy. Anyway.
All right, so I'm going to go. I'm going to go ahead and go. There was a lot of material there for the corrections department. We will get to that later. So my pick for Renfield, and I think I just had him in my name, or in my name, in my head, because of mixing him up in a recent episode, but I'm going with Scoot McNairy for the Renfield character. All right, anybody have any more pressing points to make about Nosferatu?
No.
One quick last thing is that Klaus Kinski, this was the first of many collaborations that he had with Werner Herzog. All right, moving it along to the second pick. I think Michelle should probably introduce it because it was her pick for the evening.
All right, so the second pick is Jennifer 8, 1992. It was directed by Bruce Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the Rotten Tomatoes rating is not very good, but I remember it being a suspense thriller to me when I was growing up on VHS.
So I remember it as well from 1992. I kind of enjoyed it. It wasn't just because Uma Thurman gets naked. It's also kind of
beautiful.
A very suspenseful thriller and a little bit out of the
norm
usual,
at the time. Yeah.
Usual norm, but also a little bit out of the norm for our scary movie night picks.
Yes.
So
more suspense and thriller.
So very cool. The top billed cast, we've got four again with this one. The first one is going to be Andy Garcia as Sergeant John Berlin. Another John. There's a lot of Johns in the recast today. So, Andy Garcia, I know that Sean has some things to say about him.
It's Mr. Box Office Poison. This movie cost $20 million to make. It pulled in $10.6
million. That much?
Yeah.
In the theater. What did it make later in home release? I'm wondering.
We're not getting into stats.
So, go ahead.
So, I don't like Andy Garcia, so I was naturally inclined to cast someone I equally don't like. Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell would be great. It's funny that
he's
kind of that
skis
Vince
like Andy Garcia
movie,
does.
And casting Colin Farrell, and they were both in season
True
two.
Detective.
True Detective.
He was supposed to be charming, and he just came off as creepy, and he was just kind of glad handing all over this blind girl, and it just ugh.
Oh, all right, so Hillary, go.
Well, didn't have time to watch this movie.
It's okay.
I went with, and this is kind of out of left field, Hank Azaria.
Oh, yeah, okay, so he's...
No, I had John Hamm originally, but then I thought Hank Azaria might play that kind of smoking, like, like worn out, like,
so I think
down on life.
Andy Garcia spent the majority of the movie trying to look cool, and Hank Azaria actually
is cool.
So,
but he was great in Longmire. I don't know if you guys watched that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's been around forever.
Solid upgrade.
The Simpsons, of course. Like, I think that he could take it to
totally.
The next level with the film and play a role like that.
Very nice. Michelle, what do you got?
All right, so I pick Alexander Skarsgård.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep.
Alexander
I was just
Skarsgård.
Thinking about him
for no reason. After I saw him in Big Little Lies,
yes.
That is a totally different, like, out of his norm as far as his role picks.
Very nice. So, talking about how the character is kind of a little bit unlikable, I went in the opposite direction. I went with somebody that I do like, somebody who is kind of likable. I went with Riz Ahmed, who was kind of his breakout role was in The Night Of. Very compelling actor, and I think that he would be a welcome change to the role. All right, our next role in the movie, Jennifer 8, is the role of Uma Thurman. And the character's name was Helena Robertson. We should probably mention that she is the victim in this movie, the victim of stalking by a killer, and she's also blind. So, who is your pick for Helena Robertson, Sean?
Sort of a dead ringer for a young Uma Thurman, Amanda Seyfried.
Ooh, yeah, she could do it. She could do it very much so.
She looks very young, but she's over 40.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
I know. I want to know her skin regimen secrets.
I've loved her since she was in Big Love. She's
definitely
awesome.
I went with Kerry Washington.
From?
Well, she was in Django
Unchained.
Yeah, but she's
Scandal.
On the show that Michelle likes, Scandal.
She's really... I think a solid actress. She was hilarious on SNL when she had...
Yes, she was.
Very funny.
She was... So good. So I think she's got kind
she
of the
theater
gamut
training.
Of
yeah.
a
she got a degree
funny
in drama.
Drama. She could do suspenseful. Plus, she also has this kind of wide-eyed
okay.
look
yes.
about
yes.
her
totally.
As well.
I did Emilia Clarke.
Oh,
okay.
The Khaleesi.
Yep.
Well, I mean, even with dark hair, it doesn't matter what color her hair is, but she's a beautiful woman. I could see her totally being able to take on that role as a blind woman.
I like it a lot. All right, so I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants here and just kind of thinking on the fly. And I'm thinking about Uma Thurman and how she was Quentin Tarantino's muse. And then in Quentin Tarantino's later film, which Hillary already mentioned, Inglourious Basterds, he had a kind of Uma Thurman lookalike. The character's name was Shoshana. She's a French actress.
Yeah.
And her real name is Melanie Laurent. Melanie Laurent. I think she could definitely pull off the Uma Thurman role in Jennifer 8. And moving it right along, Michelle's looking at her watch.
We're rocking and rolling here.
Especially a mini episode.
It is. And the next role is Special Agent St. Anne, who was originally played by John Malkovich. He jumped in rank from Sergeant to Special Agent just now in this description. So he's the kind of hard-ass Fed who's coming down on the case, and he likes Andy Garcia for the
murder.
Killer. And so the role originally portrayed by John Malkovich. Sean, who are you picking?
It's tough to recast for John Malkovich.
Right?
It's hard.
The hardest one out of everything.
And throwing age out the window relative to when the movie was made, I went with Willem Dafoe.
Ooh,
nice.
Yeah.
I like that
Willem
a lot.
Dafoe.
That's a good one. He could have also played Nosferatu.
Yes, he could. Yeah.
He actually did in Shadow of the Vampire.
That's right.
Totally
real quick, speaking
of
Nosferatu, McJunkin couldn't be here today, but he sent his pick for the role of Nosferatu, and he said it should just be somebody who's a complete scumbag, and so he went with Harvey Weinstein.
Andrew Dice Clay, maybe?
Yes. All right. And Michelle, who have you got?
Oh, you skipped me.
I said it first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hillary, who have you got?
Okay, this was, like you said, a hard one. I went with Edward Norton. I thought he was really good the FBI agent in Red
totally
Dragon.
He can a great dick
That was a good book, and it was all, like, in the guy's head, so... It was really hard to translate it to film, and I thought he did a good job just doing his little voice recorder. I think I'd like to see him back in something again, too, like, other than Moonrise Kingdom, something, Wes Anderson.
I want to see
him something. Mm-hmm.
I think he's made a lot of people angry.
He was great in Primal Fear, my gosh.
He was,
His breakout role, fucking amazing.
Yeah.
His abilities, his ego outran his abilities.
Well, he's eating it now, and he's ready to get back.
I hope so.
On the remake. Awesome.
He's paid his penance.
Yeah. I agree. Definitely. All right, so my pick for Special Agent
St. Anne
would be Nick Offerman.
Nice.
Ooh, wow.
No, have you, I mean...
That is a very...
I've seen him in plenty of things.
I've seen him being in a major dramatic role and getting super angry and, like, just, like, reaming out St. John Berlin's character.
Well, he played a cop
Berlin.
In Children's Hospital.
I haven't seen that. But, yeah, I mean, I could totally see him just totally, like, reaming the guy out. And,
take the comedy out of the situation, and he'd be great.
He's an excellent actor.
Yeah, we haven't seen him do a lot of dramatic stuff, but I'm sure he could.
That would be, like, what? Game changer.
All right, so my pick for the role of Special Agent St. Anne is got to be somebody who yells a lot in, like, every role.
Andrew Dice Clay.
And I'm
Gilbert Gottfried.
I'm looking at Sean's costume for inspiration, and I'm going with Nicolas Cage. Because he would be badass as the Special Agent coming down on Andy Garcia's
I bounced him around.
Yeah, you got to consider him, right?
We need pillowcases.
Are you kidding me?
So that's the last pick for that role, and then we've just got one more, and that is we're not going to spoil anything. This is the another colleague.
Agent. His
name is Sergeant John J.K. Taylor. Another John.
Well, he goes by J.K.
J.K. in the film, and can we say he's the antagonist?
Sure.
He is very antagonizing, and he hates his interloper.
Came out in 1992.
Yeah.
His interloper comes into his police district, and he does not like Andy Garcia's character at all, John Berlin.
Right. Okay, so, go for it, Sean.
I went with someone who reminded me of Graham Beckel, who was the actor that played that role, and he looks and sounds like him. He's a fellow podcaster and a scary movie enthusiast, Dana Gould.
Ooh.
Dana Gould.
Good one.
I love him.
Hilarious.
Yes. I want Walton Goggins.
So good.
I almost cast him about two episodes ago.
Yeah, yeah. Like he did the shield. Oh, he's done the cop thing.
And he did use
vice principal. Have you seen vice principal?
Of course, of course. On top of vice principals, Django Unchained, Hateful Eight, mm-hmm. everything. He can play unlikable very well. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to Sexy, which is kind of creepy.
I'm Justified? Are you kidding me?
Yes, definitely. All right, so my pick for J.K. Taylor, originally played by Graham Beckel, is Zach Galifianakis.
Nice.
Yes. I could see, you know, we're bringing it to current times.
Uh-huh.
Got some little hipster characters with beards, but they're good actors and actresses.
That's a lot of beard for Nick Offerman and Zach Galifianakis.
Well, I'm hoping Nick Offerman will trim back with mustache.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just cops and mustaches, that's like old school.
That's true. Okay.
Indeed. All right, so I'm the last one to pick on the last roll for Jennifer 8, the recast, the remake, the hypothetical remake, and once again, I'm just looking at these
turn around, Sean. Turn around.
There's more on his back, but I'm going with Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill is going to be my antagonist. He's accomplished. He's hilarious, but he's also shown some good dramatic ability in things like Moneyball. Things like that, and anybody want to challenge me?
him and John C. Reilly. I can't remember what the movie was where John C. Reilly was dating his mother.
John C. Reilly was dating his own mother.
Oedipus?
No. John C. Reilly started dating Jonah Hill's character's mother. I think it was
Mira Sorvino.
Mira Sorvino,
possibly.
Dark hair. No.
It's
no,
okay.
It's the other one. Anyways, he antagonized John C. Reilly for the whole movie.
Yeah.
So but he was this very quiet.
I think you're thinking of Step Brothers with Will Ferrell.
No. Not the same movie. Anyway.
I have to look it up. But it was a dark comedy, and I thought he did really great. He wasn't his normal, like, boisterous, along with Moneyball and Wolf on Wall Street, which he was funny on, but he did the voice.
There's a little bit of comedic relief in there, All right.
There was acting as well.
Does anybody have any more pressing points about either of these two films, or about Halloween or Scary Movie Night in general?
Happy Scary Movie Night! Happy Halloween!
Woo! All right. So that is going to wrap us up. Before we go, we want to thank our producer, engineer, extraordinaire, the editor, Andrew, the Canadian in your brain again. He's in
the hardworking man.
He's in full-on hockey gear tonight, like a good Canadian should be. And also the brew boss, Sean, for being in the house. And also representing the podcast with his costume.
Yep.
Right? And my sister from another mister, Hillary, the horror aficionado. And I want to emphasize the second syllable on that genre just because.
Because it sounds a little like horror.
Right.
Thank you for the OR.
Indeed.
At the end.
The hard OR. thank you so
I've
much for being here,
too.
For showing up early in costume, and for doing this. And to my lovely wife, Michelle, as always, for your...
Stop kissing ass. I love you.
Your patience and everything like that. And I'm your host, Travis. Thank you for listening. Please remember that we are online. We have a Facebook. It's facebook.com/CinemaChopShop. We're on Twitter. It's @CinemaChopShop. And then also our email address is cinemachopshop@gmail.com. And please, please remember to watch, chop, retrofit.
And tip your bartenders.